This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's minimum wage will rise to $15.71 per hour next year. That's up 3.6% from the state's current rate. Colorado's minimum wage is adjusted every year based on inflation data from the federal government. Since 2019, Colorado's minimum wage has jumped 41%. The Democratic and Republican candidates for Colorado's governor have only agreed to one in-person forum this election season so far. CPR's Ben Berklin reports.
Republican Victor Marks and Democrat Phil Weiser are scheduled to appear in person at the Colorado Chamber of Commerce in Denver in early October. They'll discuss the economy and issues important to the business community. Marks agreed to attend only after the chamber removed Nine News' Kyle Clark as moderator. His opponent, Phil Weiser, criticized Marks' request.
I'm never one to request special circumstances or to know the questions in advance. I'm one to say, this is a chance to show up. People get to know me. I'm here.
As for an actual debate, Marks has pushed for a back and forth in person without moderators. Weiser called Marks' request unserious and not something he would entertain. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The town of Palmer Lake in El Paso County is now restricting outdoor watering to one day a week. The recent announcement comes as the area continues to deal with extreme drought. According to town officials, the new restrictions are due to current water supplies. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver. It's 4:06.